Mangino. Good to have you here. It is now time for the next segment of Pittsburgh Works, and with us is Justin Lauterbaugh. He is with RT Environmental Services on the 84 Lumber Project Professionals Newsline. Justin, welcome to KDKA. Good to have you on this evening.
How you doing, Robert?
I'm doing fantastic. Justin, tell us about RT Environmental Services.
RT is an environmental consulting and engineering firm. We started back in 1988. Our offices began in the eastern part of the state near King of Prussia in southern New Jersey. I grew up here in Pittsburgh and after college started working for them. And I worked with them out there for about 8 years. And then about 3 years ago, moved back to my hometown and opened up an office for them here. So we've been in business about 3 years in the Pittsburgh area.
And what do you do?
We basically provide consulting and engineering services to a whole host of different clients, lawyers, mainly property developers. A lot of our work centers around real estate transactions. The main thing that we do is environmental assessments. We identify contaminated properties and help developers put them back into productive reuse.
Is that something that we would be familiar with, like brownfields as an example?
That's exactly what we do, brownfield redevelopment.
All right, so you go in, look at a property that's been abandoned that was once maybe a manufacturing facility, and then you look at what it's going to take in order to make that productive land once again?
Correct. We identify any types of contamination, make sure that any of the measures that are going to be taken during redevelopment are, you know, productive of human health when it is redeveloped, and basically act as a liaison between the state and federal governments for our clients to ensure that the property is put back into productive reuse and everybody's safe from an environmental standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever encountered a property that was beyond anyone's ability to reclaim?
In my personal career, no, I haven't. I've encountered properties that I've seen clients walk away from where it wasn't worth the money for them to really clean up and redevelop.
Okay.
Where basically the cost to clean it up kind of outweighed their profit, I guess, on the deal. So
okay,
they've walked away from that standpoint. But for the most part, most people are pretty aware that, you know, if you're looking at a corner property, if a retail pharmacy is looking at a corner property, chances are there was probably once a gas station on there and you may have some issues. So most people don't really run and hide with the environmental issues so much anymore. Most of them are pretty manageable. And Pennsylvania, the state law, they have what's called the Land Recycling Act, which is basically a program that basically entices developers to redevelop contaminated sites and allows a lot of things to be taken care of more easily than they would be in other states.
Okay. I'm trying to picture this, if you would indulge me for a moment.
Sure.
Is it something like, there's a piece of land and you want to go from what was once a gas station maybe to a pharmacy, as you described, where you go in there, you dig out the old dirt, and then, I don't know, you clean it or you process it or you find someplace else to dump it, and then you bring in clean dirt? I mean, I realize it's a very simplistic way of looking at it, but am I close?
It could be as simple as that. It could be a situation where the contamination is not too bad and you're able to manage it on site, maybe by putting an engineering cap on it. There's different engineering controls that can be put into place to allow impacted materials to remain on your site.
Mm-hmm.
If you can prove to the state, the DEP, that the material is not going to, for instance, leach into the groundwater and nobody's going to come into direct contact with that material, a lot of times the state will sign off and allow you to manage it in place. You know, then there's protective measures taken, such as a deed notice is placed on the property. There has to be additional checkups made, you know, on a yearly basis to ensure that your measure remains protective, that sort of thing.
Justin Lauterbaugh with us with RT Environmental Services. When you were first introducing yourself and your company, I was thinking that maybe there was a tie into Marcellus Shale. Is there one?
There is. I wouldn't say that our company or our presence out here is at all driven by it. We've provided some services, I wouldn't say directly to people in the industry, but, well, I guess it is somewhat direct. basically, we've obtained some permits for people who are providing certain materials to the people who are drilling wells and things. We've done some permitting for erosion control plans, that sort of thing, for properties. We also have been involved in checking out some groundwater in the areas of where people are suspicious that possibly a well has impacted their property. So,
what would you say is the biggest project you're working on right now?
Right now, it kind of goes along with the whole idea if the cracker plant comes into Beaver County. We have a client on the Ohio River down there. He's looking at redeveloping about 100 acres. It's somewhat contingent upon if the cracker plant deal goes through. The assumption is that a lot more businesses would be moving into that area. But it's basically a brownfield redevelopment project. The whole area was once an old steel mill.
Are you expanding at this point?
I wouldn't say we're expanding like gangbusters or anything, but we've had a steady expansion over the past few years that we've been here.
And where would you see the opportunities for growth for you in this region?
A lot of our work centers around real estate transactions. So as the real estate market picks up, there'd be more opportunities with that, with environmental assessments and things of that nature.
Yeah, and I would guess that
if the cracker plant comes, I would assume there'd be a mass amount of opportunities.
Yeah, and I would also think as the economy turns around, in large part because of Marcellus Shale, causing more industries to want to be here, more economic development, more expansion, more jobs, more people, then there's more opportunity for what you do as well.
Absolutely. Well said.
Once again, Justin Lauterbach with us with RT Environmental Services. If people were interested in getting a hold of you to get more information about what you do, what's the best way to do that?
Our website is just www.rtenv.com, and my office is in Washington, and my contact information is there.
All right, www.rtenv.com.
You got it.
Fantastic. Justin Lauterbach with RT Environmental Services. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Robert.
Great talking to you. Justin joined us on the 84 Lumber Project Professionals Newsline.